It's the fresh going. Aloha. Say hello to fresh. Your big wash days now come with big savings. Because now, there's a 1.5 kg Boom Bubble Plus washing powder refill pack for your bucket. Easily top up your Boom bucket and enjoy the perfect wash with Boom. Boom. Never forget home. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra. Made for all. Made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Government refutes claims of financial inability to fund programs, pay MPs. HH pushes joint ventures to boost treasury, signals economic gains ahead. U.S. senators exempt HIV/AIDS funding from planned spending cuts.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. The government has dismissed claims suggesting it is failing to finance public programs, including the payment of allowances to members of parliament. This follows remarks made by suspended Kana Member of Parliament, Binwe Mpundum, while featuring on a program titled Emmanuel Mwamba Verified, where he alleged that the government was broke and unable to pay MPs their dues. But government chief spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwan has challenged Mr. Mpundu to provide evidence to support his claims. Mr. Mwetwan emphasized the need for the lawmaker to exercise caution while on suspension, urging him to refrain from misrepresenting the National Assembly. He warned that such actions could put Mr. Mpundu at risk of being found in contempt of the House. Mr. Mwetwan reaffirmed the government's commitment to funding its programs and obligations, stressing that operations across sectors remain on course.
Honorable Mpundu is suspended, so he didn't say anything like this, but he should not forget that he is still a member of parliament and therefore bound by the rules of the House.
President Hakainde Hichilema has underscored the need to grow Zambia's treasury income through joint economic ventures, describing them as a key driver for accelerating the country's sluggish economic growth. Speaking at the Invest in Zambia Intercontinental Conference, President Hichilema stressed that relying on strategic partnerships and economic cooperation is the only sustainable way to end persistent complaints about limited government resources to fund development programs. He noted that the ongoing conference is a reflection of the groundwork he has been undertaking through international engagements and signaled that the fruits of those efforts will begin to materialize as the United Party for National Development enters its fourth year in office. President Hichilema reaffirmed his administration's commitment to creating a favorable investment climate, positioning Zambia as an attractive destination for global capital.
Conference in London, Zambia investment opportunities. This is the time I was in the private sector. And for me, this is a long road that we've been walking. Today, I'm officiating as head of state. But this has been a program. This has been a walk, a long walk, all of it with a single-mindedness to get Zambia to realize its potential. Not to talk about potential every now and then, but to realize that potential. So our vision now, and as it was even when we were still in opposition, was to drive to accelerate economic growth, growth and more growth. In summary, for jobs, for our youthful population.
Meanwhile, United Kingdom Trade Envoy to Southern Africa, Kevin Bailey, echoed the President's sentiments, urging Zambia to fully harness its economic potential in light of the growing value of foreign investment. Mr. Bailey emphasized the importance of sustained collaboration with global economic partners and the implementation of policies tailored to promote inclusive economic growth.
Generational transformative investment through joint ventures and partnerships. speaks to the heart of what we must continue to do together. Build long-term, equitable partnerships that unlock capital, create jobs, and deliver shared prosperity across borders. The UK-Zambia relationship is the model of what is possible. Through our Green Growth Compact, we are mobilising over 2.5 billion UK pounds in sustainable private sector investment, driving energy investment in clean energy.
The government has acknowledged reports of illegal loan deductions by online micro-lending institutions targeting civil servants, particularly teachers and health workers. Acting Minister of Finance and National Planning Chipoka Malenga disclosed on the floor of Parliament this afternoon that the government is aware of the issue and is working to decentralize loan access for microfinance institutions to individual government ministries and agencies in order to tighten oversight. Mr. Malenga advised affected civil servants to report any suspicious or unauthorized deductions to the police for investigation. He also cautioned public workers to safeguard personal financial documents such as payslips, warning that scammers and financial fraudsters are using such information to authorize unauthorized transactions. He noted that at this stage the government is unable to recover funds on behalf of the affected civil servants, particularly since the fraudulent lenders have already accessed sensitive payroll information.
The government is aware that some civil servants have been experiencing loan deductions on their payslips for loans they did not obtain. This is particularly evident with microfinance organizations that offer loans online without proper internal controls to validate the applicants and employees' failure to safeguard their payslips and personal documents from potential fraudsters or scammers. B. Madam Speaker, some of the immediate measures which have been put in place, for instance, 1. Employees have been advised to report such incidences to law enforcement agencies. 2. Microfinance organizations offering online loans to government employees have been guided to put in place stringent internal control measures to validate applicants for loans.
The Green Party has emphasized the urgent need for the government institutions and all arms of the state to cultivate a culture of respect for the independence of the judiciary, stating that this is essential for Zambia's democracy to thrive. Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba says the judiciary plays a central role in upholding democratic principles and must therefore be accorded the dignity and independence it deserves. Mr. Sinkamba expressed concern over what he described as a growing trend of interference and disregard for judicial authority by other branches of government, particularly the legislature and the executive. He cited the recent controversy surrounding Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7, which was declared unconstitutional by the Constitutional Court, a ruling that was dismissed by the Speaker of the National Assembly, who claimed the court had no jurisdiction. He also referred to the handling of the Kabushi and Kwacha by-election, which was still active matters before the courts at the time of political decisions.
You know, there is overreach in the manner in which the executive is manipulating the judiciary, and I think over a long period of time there's been concern by the members of the public that the manner in which the executive is regarding decisions of the court or manipulating the court to make decisions in favor of the executive, that is very worrying. They are destroying democracy. Also, for the our legislature, the third arm of government.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Manasseh Owila has urged the government to ensure transparent disbursement of the $300 million US Growth Investment Partners Fund aimed at supporting small and medium enterprise in Zambia. The call comes following President Hage Ndayishimiye's launch of the multi-million dollar initiative, which seeks to provide funding to 150 SMEs over the next 15 years. Mr. Sawila expressed concern that past governments and donor-funded SME initiatives have had limited impact, largely due to poor targeting and lack of